KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Akkwan. The Tlene D have stewarded this area for thousands of years. The tidelands where our studios sit are now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots. But they were once a source of food and a place to maintain smokehouses and a place to gather driftwood for fuel. In sharing this history, KTOO hopes to honor the ancestors and the descendants of the Akkwan. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterways and continue to cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront for today and for future generations. We'd like to take a moment to say thank you to the individuals who helped us craft our daily land acknowledgement. Gunashchish to Vera Starbird, who planted the idea of making it super place-specific and guided us on pronunciation. Lillian Peter Shore, who created so much of the beautiful structure. Ishmael Hope, who gave additional ideas, and Ernestine Hayes, Bob Sam, and Fran Houston, who gave important feedback. We are grateful to all those offering guidance as we grow as an organization. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Hospitals have coined the term for this patient and family engagement, patient-centered care, all ways of saying that families are important to a patient's recovery. In fact, the research shows that one of the best things hospitals can do to speed up the healing process is partner with a patient's family. Joining us now to tell us more about Bartlett's plans to embrace this concept, Autumn Muse, Bartlett's patient and family engagement coordinator, and also a nurse. Hi, Autumn.
Hi, Shelley.
Let's start with some background. As I kind of said already, the term patient and family engagement is not just buzzwords. It refers to a scientific-based approach. Can you tell me more about what that means?
Yeah, so there's research. There's actually been a bit of research that has looked at how we can help support patients in the hospital and ensuring that they feel comfortable with their care and help them with their healing process. And so the research had looked at when patients are more familiar with what's going on and are involved in their, you know, their day-to-day plan of care when they're in the hospital, and when families are involved and have the opportunity to ask questions, that we have found that patients heal faster and get out of our hospitals faster. And also it helps relieve that, you know, anxiety that we all have when we're not feeling well and we're in the hospital.
So how has Bartlett adopted this approach and applied it to patient care? Do you have any examples you could share?
I actually have a lot of examples. So this kind of initiative went out. It's been around for a while, since about 2012. And so one of the big things that Bartlett does is our mission is, you know, ensuring that we're providing patient-centered care, safe patient-centered care. So communication is always an important thing to always be improving on. And so we've done a handful of things to ensure that our communication with patients and families is improving and is continuing to improve. And so our doctors each day, they do rounds on patients. So they go into the patient's rooms, talk to them. If family's there, they also talk to them, give an opportunity for patients and families to ask questions. Our nurses and our CNAs do bed shift rounds. So when their shift change, our nurses work on most of the floors, work 12 hours, so a day shift and a night shift. And so when they're switching shifts, they go into the patient's room and give their report so that the patient can kind of hear about what went on with their day, what the plan is, if there's any changes, and then give an opportunity for the patient to ask questions. We also have pharmacists with discharge that are for patients who are on high-risk meds, new meds such as meds for maybe diabetes or for preventing clots. They do some education with the patient so they fully understand their medicines before they leave the hospital, and so we can ensure that they have a safe process at home and taking them. Our case management is working with patients even just as soon as they arrive on a mission. There's a checklist that they provide to patients, and it's just getting that conversation started and identifying what will be the needs when they go home so we can ensure that they have a safe transfer back home and avoid coming back to the hospital. So that's kind of some of the communication things that we've done. I have more, but if you have other questions too, Shelley.
Sure. I definitely wanted to ask about what you do as the patient and family engagement coordinator. What's a typical day or week like for you?
So being the coordinator, I'm ensuring that we are keeping this in our mind with what we're doing within the hospital. So if there's new processes that are changing, if there's new policies that are coming out, that we are always thinking about the patient and family and how we can make it best fit them as patients. And how we can communicate that best to patients. With COVID, when things first happened, we really wanted to ensure that our communication about directions on wearing a mask, such as wearing a mask or putting on a mask, was something clear to patients. So we have a patient family advisor that I can speak more on here a little bit later, but we wanted to make sure that with the new changes that were starting with COVID, that we communicated those well to the community and to our patients that come into the hospital. So we made a brochure, we made a flyer, and then also with our bedside shift reporting, we kind of re-implemented that 2 years ago on the departments. We use our patient and family advocate to just ensure what we were doing, meeting what the needs were of the patients.
And what do you enjoy or value about the work that you and your team are doing? It sounds like it could be very fulfilling, but is there anything in particular that motivates you to do this job?
I would say that I think it's so important for us to understand our patients. And why I enjoy it is, I'm here for ensuring that Bartlett is, providing safe care to patients, and that we know that when we engage patients that we're improving their outcomes and making the environment safer. So I feel like understanding that and being a patient myself in the past at Bartlett and within hospitals, that I truly understand where patients are coming when they're anxious about coming to the hospital or being a patient, and how relieving and comforting it is to have that communication with the healthcare team and understand more of what their plan is, what they're doing, and being able to ask questions and feel like I understand what I need to do as a patient and understand what they're doing as a care team. I don't know if that answers that question.
Yeah, of course, of course. And then as a follow-up, I just was wondering, what are some of the challenges? You already have mentioned COVID. Everyone knows that there are some restrictions in hospitals everywhere due to COVID. And you also mentioned there's a patient family advisor who helps you out with your role. So how does that all come together to overcome some of the challenges of the work, just due to the nature of the work, but particularly due to COVID-19?
Yeah. And that's something I wanted to communicate with out to the community too, is, we do have limitations with visitors, but that we are always accommodating and looking out for the patient's best interest. And so I encourage, if maybe you can't be in with your family, or if you know you're going to be in the hospital, to ensure that you have a smartphone, you have a tablet, you have, a charger. So if they can't be there in person, at least that you can keep that communication, you can have that FaceTime. So what our patient and family advisor role does is we have a patient who, we have a person who used to be a patient at Bartlett, and kind of understands our processes and what we do at Bartlett. And so if we have something we want to get out to the community, or, for example, the limitations with visitors, how best can we do that to still ensure that the patients and families can be engaged and be involved in their care? And what is the best way to communicate that out in the eyes of the patient? So that patient and family advisor is kind of helps communicate to us as an organization, through the eyes of the patient, how they see it, what should we address and what should we, ensure as a priority for patients.
Does the patient and family engagement approach apply to all patients across the board, or is it mainly targeted to the patients who are in the hospital long term, or would it extend to an outpatient procedure?
That's a great question. I would say that it includes anything within Bartlett, or anything where maybe you're going to an outside area for care. we really want to hear from the patient and have them ask questions and have them be motivated in their care, you know, involved in their care, you know, make goals within their care so they can meet those goals and get out of the hospital. So it could be an outpatient setting too. You know, what are those small goals for, you know, maybe if you're going to come for a surgery or if you're going to our, you know, getting services through our oncology clinic, you know, what are your concerns? We want to know those. How can we make you feel more comfortable with your care?
How do you adapt this approach to patients who don't have any family? And does that come up much?
I mean, I think it does because we definitely, I mean, we have people that come from all over Southeast Alaska, so they may not have family in town. And then, yeah, we do have patients who come in that that don't have family. And I would say we have a pretty amazing team here, you know, a compassionate team that kind of sometimes puts that image of kind of being family for the patient and advocating for the patient. I think that our doctors, our nurses, our CNAs, case management, all of them are really advocate for what the patient needs, what's best for the patient. So I'd say in those cases, you know, if there's something we really feel like would really benefit the patient or a way we can get them more engaged in their care and they don't have family, you know, we ensure that we're communicating with them and advocating for, you know, what we understand, you know, to be the best for them for healing and getting out of the hospital or to address the need that they have.
Do you and your training undergo regular education and training about patient and family engagement? And does that involve everybody at all different levels?
There's definitely a huge discussion on it with our new employees who come into the hospital about that we're all part of the patient experience. It doesn't matter who you are at the hospital. We all play a really key role ensuring that patients are safe at the hospital and that we're part of the patient experience. So it's a big thing that's discussed in the importance of even if you're coming into the room to clean the room and empty the garbages, that you say hi to the patient, you know, you acknowledge them and be part of that experience. So it's definitely something that we do at the new employee level. And then it's definitely something throughout the year that I talk about. And I really think that this is probably on most all of our staff's mind too, is, you know, we want to get those patients involved. So yeah, definitely at the new level and then throughout the year, it's something that there's different things we do at the hospital where, you know, I remind people like, let's think about the patient, let's get them involved. But I would say overall that our staff, it's a topic that they have on their mind when they take care of patients.
And there's a lot going on at Bartlett. It's been a hard couple of years, the last couple of weeks with the COVID surge, and then now just this past week with sudden changes in management. Your staff has a lot to focus on. How are they holding up? How's morale?
Well, I definitely would say that we all feel very confident in who our interim CEO is, Kathy Callahan. She worked at Bartlett for many years and knows our services and our departments well, and she's well-liked throughout our organization. And really, things haven't changed in the hospital. I mean, our staff come here, work hard day-to-day, and are really focused on providing, you know, safe care and patient-centered care, and that really hasn't changed. I was over in the hospital today, and they're working hard, just focused on patient care. So I haven't really seen a change over there. I think we're a family here and we're all taking care of each other and staying focused to providing good care to the patients and to our community.
How can patients and their families help support you and your colleagues at Bartlett? If someone is planning to come to the hospital, is there anything they can do in advance or while they're there to just make your jobs a little easier?
Yeah, so on our website, under patients and visitors, there's a pre-admission checklist that kind of talks about things to think about and bring with you. So, you know, if you do know you're going to end up in the hospital or you have a loved one in the hospital, that's a great thing to look at to help kind of support us. You know, always advocating. You as a patient, or if it's a loved one in the hospital, you truly know them better than we do. So if there's important information that we need to we need to know and making sure we're providing the best care we can, please communicate that with us. And we always, you know, ask questions, or if you have concerns, share them with us, because we want to make sure that, you know, your experience at Bartlett is, you know, I know that people are sick when they're at Bartlett, but we want them to have a positive experience at Bartlett.
That's a really great sentiment to hear from you, and I know that's very true. Autumn Muse, Bartlett's Patient and Family Engagement Coordinator, thanks for your time today and for coming to tell us more about how families can help their loved ones with their recovery and their stay in the hospital. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience before we say goodbye today?
We're going to have an article in the Winter House Calls more about our initiative and how people who maybe are interested in getting involved as previous patients can outreach me. So I have some more previous patients to get involved if we need that eyes or that vision for through patients' eyes. And I just want to thank you for asking me questions and having me on the show today. It was great to talk with you and great to share this information with the community. So thank you.
It was lovely to talk to you too. It's so nice to be in communication with someone at Bartlett Regional Hospital. I think about you guys every day. So really appreciate the hard work that you're doing day in and day out.
Thank you.
Take care, Autumn. Have a great afternoon.
You too.